hello and welcome to this episode of The Lives and Styles of Old Hollywood. With her striking red hair, piercing eyes and a screen presence that could captivate any audience, Susan Hayward was a star in every sense of the word. Known for her intense performances in dramas, biographical films and her stunning versatility, Susan Hayward carved out a lasting legacy in Hollywood. Susan Hayward was actually born Edith Morena on June 30th in 1917 in Brooklyn, New York. She was the youngest of three kids with Swedish ancestry via her mom. Hayward showed an early interest in acting and performed in school plays, with her class naming her most dramatic. In her late teens, she worked as a model. In 1937, at the age of 20, she moved to Hollywood to pursue a career in film, specifically to try out for the role of Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind. Obviously, she did not get the part, but was used in this role for the actor's screen tests. Eventually, she signed a contract with Warner Brothers. It was talent agent Max Arno that then changed her name from Edith Morena to Susan Hayward. She subsequently appeared in a series of mostly uncredited bit parts, which sometimes were even edited out of the final movie, and posed for pin-up photos, which she personally despised. After her 6 months contract expired, she signed with Paramount Pictures for $250 per week. The breakthrough for 22-year-old Hayward was 1939's Beauchest, opposite Gary Cooper and Ray Milland, in a small but important role, which was followed by a second lead role in Our Leading Citizens, and a supporting role in $1,000 a Touchdown. Both at Paramount as well as on loan to Columbia and RKO, Hayward had small lead parts or supporting roles in a variety of movies opposite stars like John Wayne, Ingrid Bergman, Frances Farmer, Frederick March, Veronica Lake, William Holden and Loretta Young. Susan Hayward's career really took off when Walter Wanger signed her to a 7-year contract at $100,000 a year. Her big break came in 1947 when she landed a significant role in the film Smash Up, The Story of a Woman, a melodrama in which she played a troubled woman struggling with alcoholism, a role based on performer Dixie Lee. Audiences loved the movie and Hayward earned an Academy Award nomination for Best Actress. From then onwards, she was considered a star. Following this, Hayward's career quickly gained momentum. In the 1950s, she solidified her reputation as a serious actress capable of handling dramatic and complex roles. She starred in movies like They Won't Believe Me, The Lost Moment, Taproots, House of Strangers, My Foolish Heart, I'd Climb the Highest Mountain, Rawhide, I Can Get It For You Wholesale, David and Bathsheba opposite Gregory Peck, and The Snows of Kilimanjaro opposite Gregory Peck and Ava Gardner. Although Hayward was not a singer, she played singers in two of her most famous movies. The first was 1952's With a Song in My Heart, a biographical musical in which she portrayed Jane Froman, a real-life singer who overcame adversity after a plane crash left her severely injured. The role won her a Golden Globe Award as well as an Academy Award nomination for Best Actress. The second movie was 1955's I'll Cry Tomorrow, in which she played the alcoholic showgirl and actress Lillian Roth, which garnered Hayward another Oscar nomination. Although Hayward disliked her own voice, the vocals in I'll Cry Tomorrow really indeed belonged to Hayward. In the Jane Froman biopic, Froman's voice was recorded and used for the musical scenes instead. Eventually, in 1958, 51-year-old Hayward starred in the biopic I Want to Live. This role would become her career-defining performance. In it, Hayward portrayed Barbara Graham, a woman falsely convicted of murder who was executed in the gas chamber. The film earned her the Academy Award for Best Actress, her most significant accolade. Her performance was raw and emotional, a depiction of a woman unjustly condemned, which struck a deep chord with audiences. Her performance is rated by many as one of Hollywood's greatest acting performances by any actress at any time. Financially, it also paid off for her, as Hayward got 37% of the movie's profit. Susan Hayward actually continued acting throughout the 1960s, appearing in movies like 1961's Ada opposite Dean Martin, 1964's Where Love Has Gone opposite Betta Davis, 1967's The Honeypot, and most famously 1967's Valley of the Dolls, which got terrible reviews, but was a box office success. Apart from movies, she appeared on the stage in Las Vegas in a 1968 production of MAME, and in TV movies like The Revenchers, Heat of Anger, or 1972's Say Goodbye, Maggie Cole, which had been planned as the pilot episode for a TV series starring Hayward. This idea, though, never came to fruition, as Hayward's health rapidly diminished. Her last public appearance was at the 1974 Academy Awards ceremony to present the Best Actress Award with the help of Charlton Heston. In 1972, 50-year-old Susan Hayward got diagnosed with lung cancer, and 1 year later, after suffering seizures, brain metastases were found. On March the 14th in 1975, Hayward suffered a last seizure and died at a Beverly Hills home at the age of 57. She was buried next to her husband, and her nameplate was only inscribed as Mrs. F.E. Chalkley instead of her stage name. In the 2010s, though, a plaque with Susan Hayward was installed. Part of her death is still the discussion about the cause for her cancer and her role in 1956's The Conqueror. This movie was filmed in St. George, Utah, only 137 miles from the above-ground nuclear explosions in Yucca Flat. There's still the question today whether there were still high residual radiation levels that led to cancer diagnoses and many of the movie's actors and actresses. Out of the 220-strong cast and crew, 91 developed some form of cancer, and 46 died because of the disease. Amongst those developing cancer were Susan Hayward, John Wayne, Agnes Moorehead, Pedro Armendariz, and director Dick Powell. In her personal life, Susan Hayward was married twice. Her first marriage was to Chess Baker. Hayward met the actor during her volunteering efforts at the Hollywood Canteen, and the two got married in July 1944. In early 1945, they welcomed their fraternal twin sons, Gregory and Timothy. In 1954, the marriage received an interlocutory divorce decree and was finalized later that year. The divorce, as well as her workload on the screen, led to a suicide attempt by overdosing on sleeping pills. Fortunately, Hayward regretted the decision while still being conscious and called her mother, who sent the police to break down the door and save her. Some months later, Hayward had an affair with actor Donald Barry and was caught by his girlfriend, actress Jill Charman, which resulted in a violent fight. Hayward's comment on the fight's coverage, "I'm red-haired and I'm Irish, you know, and I don't let anybody call me names." In 1957, Hayward entered into a second marriage to Georgia rancher and businessman, as well as former federal agent Floyd Eaton Chalkley. Hayward moved to his ranch in Carrollton, Georgia, and became a popular figure in the area. Unfortunately, Chalkley died in 1966 because of a brain tumor. Hayward took on hardly any acting in her grieving period and moved to Florida, unable to bear living in the home the couple had once shared. When it comes to the style and image, Susan Hayward's image was built on her fiery red hair, intense gaze, and her portrayal of women who were determined, passionate, and willing to confront life's difficulties head-on. She often played roles that involved overcoming adversity, and her performances resonated with audiences who admired her inner strength. Her film roles ranged from the tragic to the heroic, but they were always marked by her willingness to dive deep into the emotional and physical demands of the characters she portrayed. In her personal life, she was known for being private, strong-willed, and fiercely protective of her family. Her most iconic roles, especially I Want to Live, remain some of the most powerful performances ever captured on film, and her influence can still be felt in the portrayals of strong, complex women in cinema, especially in movies depicting real women with real stories. Some miscellaneous facts about Susan Hayward. In 1924, 17-year-old Hayward was hit by a car in an accident, suffering a fractured hip and broken legs that put her in a partial body cast. The resulting bone setting left her with a distinctive hip swivel later in life. Second miscellaneous fact, she was a strong proponent of astrology until her Catholic baptism in 1966 at age 49. She was one of the famous customers of Carol Reiter, the self-proclaimed astrologer to the stars. Reiter was the one advising Hayward to sign contracts at exactly 2:47 a.m., which is why Hayward set her alarm to 2:45 a.m., when she needed to sign contracts. And the last miscellaneous fact, Susan Hayward's wardrobe for 1961's Backstreet, in which she co-starred with Mara Miles, if said to have cost $100,000, which today would be roughly $1 million. So what are the life lessons from Susan Hayward? First, perseverance pays off. It took her almost 10 years to get her big break when starring in Smash Up, The Story of a Woman. Susan Hayward kept working. She strove for better parts. She found her niche in biopics and a depiction of strong, complex women and their stories. That is what success really is all about. You have to work hard, you have to work diligently, and you have to know what you're really good at, what people want to see you in, and what you can give to the community. That is what it's all about. Life lesson number two, find what you are good at. So Hayward carved out her own niche as the go-to actress for complex female characters, for emotional turmoil, for real stories. She actually had many gifts, including a beautiful singing voice, and made the best use of it. Despite being probably able to pull it all off, she became known for this one niche, this one character, and that can be a good thing. Even if you are following a career in a field that is crowded with a lot of competition, convince the people with talent, hard work, and that thing that makes you stand out. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you got something out of that. And I can't wait to give you another episode next week. Have the most wonderful time until then. Bye.